Subset B was touched on by Daniel. This is a resolution for utility rates for 2019. I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Ainsley.
This is a new process that the city put into place, I think, about 3 years ago, where the utility rates are set immediately following adoption of the budget. Again, the utility rates would remain the same for the surcharges, the availability fee, as well as the water consumption fee. The monthly base rates for sanitation, wastewater, recycling, as well as water would all increase by 2%. And this is your vote to essentially effectuate the rates that you just approved in the budget.
Any questions from council? About public questions?
I'd just like to mention that we did at the MUB, we did review the budget as presented by Rick. It wasn't necessarily described to us that there'd be a 2% on the base rate of the water because we're basically not increasing the usage rate. So
that being said, let's get on the record. Actually going to be, well, it's not going to be raised.
Yep.
Tell the public what is going to be raised.
The monthly base rates for sanitation, recycling, water, and wastewater.
Yep.
Those four will be raised by 2%. Continued ongoing inflationary costs. If you look at everything from the equipment that we purchase, as well as the employees, health insurance, fuel, everything, electricity continues to increase. As noted, I think the easiest one to look at is if you just look at our sanitation tipping fees over at Belle Fouche, those actually increase by contract 5% a year. And that's an increase that, frankly, greatly exceeds the 2%. So we actually fall behind. The only way we're able to make up the difference is really through economies of scale and also of efficiencies, which we've been doing. So honestly, if you look at our cost structures increase far higher than what we pass on to the customers, which I thank the staff for their continued efforts in trying to make sure that they're able to provide as low of utility rates as possible to the customers.
Any other discussion?
I move to approve resolution 2018-56.
We have first by Dave, second by Steve. Last chance, public or council, for discussion. Bonnie, come on up, please.
I'm just reminded by what Dan just said. With when we're locked into a 5% increase, that's an increase on what we're charged for the tonnage.
Correct.
Correct.
What the city of Belle Fouche charges the city of Sturgis.
Right. And so the only way to have some constraints on that is to try and reduce what we're putting out. And where I'm going is that I really think that we should do a strong education piece to the citizens of Sturgis. I continue to see things go in those dumpsters that don't need to go in those dumpsters. And people just don't know the cost involved when they do that. And my dumpster in my backyard today is full of, you know, the big guy, is full of stuff that should have gone to the dump. Cardboard, construction things that have been stripped out. I just don't think people are aware enough. I don't think they're knowledgeable enough about what should not be sent to Belle Fouche and how much it costs us when they do that. And I just think they need reminders, and I really would like to see us do some kind of, not just a hit and run, but an ongoing campaign of understanding and reminding how to properly use our garbage system.
I totally agree with you, Bonnie. There's a lot of people that put things into the garbage that don't belong there, even their grass clippings and stuff like that.
Exactly. Chairs, tables, cardboard, grass. I can't do anything about that one this time. If they lay it in the alley beside, I load it up and take it when I go. But, you know, I can't get it back out of the big dumpster. But, yeah,
The best thing we can do, and we've done it in the past, and we can continue to do that, is to put put information in our SIP to indicate that the mail out that goes to all Sturgis residents, that they need to be very careful what they put into their dumpster.
But not enough of us are reading that. It has to go beyond that, because it's just because you send the message doesn't mean it's received, and the job doesn't get done if the message is not received. And I know that's an ongoing problem in any entity. It was certainly a major problem for us with college students. We send the message, they don't get the message, we're dealing with the consequences. But there have got to be some other ways, whether they're those. There were stickers on the dumpster this year during Valley, was it?
Yeah. That was a sponsorship agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it said Russ
the
Brown.
Reps. I mean, something like that says do's and don'ts of putting in this dumpster.
The issues with things like that, too, which it can definitely be done, but if you do anything like that, the cost of those stickers, which the sponsor actually paid for, but if you look at those, I think each of those stickers was like $250, and then the cost of the labor to actually put them on and all of that, you start looking at that and weighing how much are you actually going to save.
Just get into diminishing returns, but surely we can be creative and frugal and maybe even a little hokey if that's what it takes. But I feel like we've got to do something to inform our public of the role they can play in keeping our costs down, because they just don't know. They just don't get it. And I'm the harpy, because you're not the only people I talk to, obviously, in this world. I mean, I'm fussing at people about what they put in the dumpsters, and my sister and my renters and all of them, you know. I just think we've got to live smarter. But we've got to help people live smarter. And you take a lot of flack and criticism for the budget and the cost of things, and I just think these are ways that we can deflect those slings and arrows. Come up with something, and if it's a volunteer project, if it's a door-to-door door hanger or whatever, but something that really gets through to people as to what's appropriate and what's not.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Yes.
We have a first and a second for approval of resolution 2018-56. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries unanimously.